Bill, when Tom is kind of scrambling around on the goal line like that, are there any kind of set rules for you guys, for the receivers? Is there kind of a plan on what they're supposed to do?
That's definitely the case. Starting in training camp, we always have some type of scramble drill as it relates to the red area or out in the field. So there's definitely, you know, patterns that they can follow or spacing rules that they can follow when they're down based on the formation they're in or where it is on the field. So that's definitely the case.
Bill, what are your some of your initial thoughts on the Kansas City defense at this point in the season?
I just think they're a very well-coached defense. You know, they've got a lot of players on that defense that are playing well right now and have a good knowledge of the defense, obviously, and with Coach Cornell there, you know, doing a great job. So I just think, you know, it's a disciplined defense. It's a defense that doesn't give up a lot of points, doesn't give up a lot of big plays, and so it's another big challenge for us.
Bill, are you all using the no huddle any more this year than maybe in the previous seasons? And in general, can you just talk about why you feel like it's been so effective for you this year?
I really don't think that we're using it any more than we've used it in the past. You know, even the first year that I was here in 07, you know, we used it quite a bit that year. And really what it is in the NFL, having come from college, you know, you're able to speak directly to the quarterback up to a certain point. And so the mechanics of just huddling basically on the ball, which is really just what we're doing, is fairly, I wouldn't say easy, but there's not a lot of mechanics to it. So I wouldn't say that we use it any more than we've used it in the past. And again, it's just something that our players have executed well to this point for the most part. I mean, I wouldn't say it's been great all year. But at times it's been good for us, and it's basically because the players have done a good job with it.
How long are you able to communicate with the offense up until the point where they get up to the snap?
The rule is that 15 seconds on the play clock you have up till that to talk to the quarterback.
So I guess what I'm asking after that is, do you think it gives you, or any offense, some sort of competitive advantage to be able to talk to the quarterback while he's at the line as opposed to in the huddle?
No, I think, you know, everybody plays under the same rules, so I don't think it gives anybody, because the defense has the same rule, so I don't think it gives anybody any advantage over anybody else.
Well, let's not call it an advantage then. I guess, does it give you a different way to look at the way the defense is lining up, or a different way to gauge certain things that are going on the field because the offense is already at the line when you're talking to them?
You know, that can be depending on who you're playing. You know, I wouldn't say that it gives you a huge advantage as versus huddling. No.
Bill, we didn't see Chad in the second half. Did being in the no huddle contribute to that, or was it something else?
Just as the game plan went and the different packages that we used, we had, you know, Wes and Dion in there a little bit more than Chad, and there was, you know, nothing to that. He played well. He's again a guy that's going to contribute for us all the way through here and continues to get better every week.
Bill, I know you were going up against a tough run defense against the Jets, but would you like to see a little bit more production out of your running backs? And was there anything that you noticed there that wasn't getting done?
We just all have to do a better job, you know, executing, coaching it. Everybody is involved in that. And, you know, obviously we'd like to see more production from the running game, but our players ran hard, they blocked hard, and, you know, it wasn't as good as we want it to be, and we're going to work hard, you know, every week, this week, every day to improve that.
real curious to get your take on the state of the offensive line right now.
You know, I'm really proud of these guys. Obviously, Dante does a great job with them, and they play well together, and, you know, all of them. And there's been some injuries there, too, and then there's guys that just play through the normal bumps and bruises of the season. It's a tough area to play, and basically every play is like a car crash in there. So, you know, with Matt White and Logan and Dan Conley stepping in for Dan Copen and Brian Waters being added in there this year, and then Sebastian and Nate Solder on that other side, you know, they've all done a really good job and play well together.
Does familiarity with Romeo help you in any way, shape, or form at all going into Monday night's game?
Not necessarily me. I don't know. You know, I don't personally know Romeo. I obviously have a ton of respect for him as a football coach, but I've never met Romeo. I just know what I see on tape, and we're putting that all together right now.
I'm just talking about how he runs the defense, his schemes and so on and so forth.
Yeah, you know, we're studying it just like we do any defense that we play. And like I said, we're in the middle. You know, we start, Karen, early on Monday morning through to Tuesday, and we don't really have the game plan done until, you know, for first and second down at the end of the day. So we're in the middle of it right now. We're just studying it and trying to put it all together.